So thank you very much for everyone for being here, and thank you, Rishus Rebbe. The Chabura, which I'm hoping to get over here, so part of it Rav Rosenzweig gave last week, so we won't read inside all of those same Makomos, but they're good Chazara. What I'm going to try and say today is I really want to do two things. Number one is just to give an overview of the sugya, of the question of Eishes Ach, what happened to it? Is it Hutra? Is it Dechuya? Different maybe formulations of that. Most of what I'm going to be saying, this is part one, most of what I'm going to be saying is from a whole bunch of different achronim I saw, including the Rav, from the Rav, the Kovetz Ha'aros, Chidushi Rav Nachum, and very excitingly I found out the footnotes on the Tosos HaRosh were written by no one else other than Rav Yaakov David Ilan, our favorite Mefarish from Menachos on the Shita Mekubetzes and the Knesset Rishonim. Very little of what I'm going to say is my own, you know, presentation of Chiddush, except for maybe the bit at the very end. So part two of the Chabur is then going to be a Mahalach maybe in Shitas Tosos, which I'm glad that Rebbe covered most of the time. Not Shitas Tosos, that was good for me. So without further ado, let's begin. One disclaimer also is I'm not going to cover every Mar Mokum, which, you know, you could come out of the sugya. The sugya is enormous. This is a verbal chabura. Maybe in the written up version, we'll cover everything. Every single rishon deserves its own approach. If people have a rejoinder chabura or other things they want to touch on, you know, that's wonderful. Okay, so what is the heter of the Yavama, who was an Eishes Ach a moment ago, to the Yavam when you have B'makom Yibum? Is it from Asido Chalosase, some form of just Asido Chalosase, but Yesh Bokaris? Or is this something different, that the lav doesn't even exist bichlal, it's hutra, maybe hutra michlalo, that the Torah said, in this case, forget about Eishes Ach, it transformed into maybe Yibum, however you want to formulate it, the lav no longer exists whatsoever. Maybe just a simple nafkamina, just while we're thinking about this, why do we care so much? So we care about it, first of all, l'man ha'emes. But besides for that, one potential nafkamina you have to think about is, let's say you had a case, a possibility for Yibum, and somehow you were going to go and do Yibum without being Mekayim the mitzvah. So maybe we'll get to what a case like that might look like. So in such a case, would you have violated an Isser Karis? Isser Karis still exists. It's based on Ase Docha Lo Sase, so I have to be doing a mitzvah Sase in order to be Dochet, and if not, then I still have the Isser Karis. Or maybe it's Hutra Michlalo, it's the, in this Parsha, you could formulate it this way, that in the Parsha of Yibum, whenever you have a Nefilah, Leibum, so already the Isser Eishes Ach is gone, and you're not going to be violating an Isser in that situation. Again, that's taking two extreme sides in what this Machlokas would look like, but maybe that's just a good way of thinking about it. So as Rebbe mentioned in his Chabura, Rav Elchanan, I don't know if Rebbe mentioned Rav Elchanan, but Rav Elchanan lays out the two, you know, big hitters on the Hutra approach, are the Yad Ramah and the Ramban, sources 1 and 2. We're not going to read them inside, but the basic argument which they make is that the Yad Ramah is, I think, the most, you know, explicit about this, is that when you have a mitzvah which by definition violates the Aveira, Yibum can never exist without violating, so to speak, Eishes Ach. So then the Isser is Hutra Michlalo. The Isser never existed in the first place. The Yad Ramah's whole thought that this must be the case is that Bia Shnia, right after you do Yibum, so then you have Bia Shnia. So Bia Shnia is mutter by a normal case of Yibum, whereas it's not by Chayav Elavi. It says, what's the pshat? It's because the Isser of Eishes Ach no longer exists. We're no longer doing a mitzvah after Bia Rishona. We're up to Bia Shnia. And although there's no mitzvah, the Isser of Eishes Ach has disappeared, whereas with respect to Chayav Elavi, so the lav still exists, and that's why only Bia Rishona would be mutter, Midya Raisa, but Bia Shnia, we're gozer, even Bia Rishona shouldn't do, ought to Bia Shnia, but Bia Shnia would be an Isser Dioraisa. The Ramban says something very, very similar. You know, maybe he has some Lashonos which we could discuss. Is he saying something slightly different, the Chad Shmahu, or not? I'm going to put that to the side. Mayer noted, if you can talk to Mayer later, that there's another Ramban on Daf Dalad, which sounds like the Ramban's actually maybe potentially in the Dehuya camp. I'm going to put that to the side, and you can look into that later. Okay, so that's the basic, you know, what Rav Elchanan lays out is the two Rishonim who hold of the Hutra approach. Rav Elchanan then talks about Tosfos. So the other extreme is Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Gimel has, and maybe I'll just also mention, Rav Elchanan mentions that the Ravid seems to also hold of the same Yesod of the Yad Ramah and the Ramban. The Ravid by Kilayim B'Tzitzis says that a woman cannot wear tzitzis which have kilayim on them, despite the regularly kilayim b'tzitzis in winter. So he says that implies that he thinks kilayim b'tzitzis is dechuya, the mitzvah, the isser still exists over here in this case, Whereas by kilayim be bevigdei kahuna, so the Ravid says even shalom b'shas avoda, you would be allowed to go and wear it. So the Rav Elchanan says, why should that be the case? He says the same yesod, bigdei kahuna always by definition have kilayim, so it must be that it's hutra, and that's why the Ravid thinks it's hutra over there. You can even wear them shalom b'shas avoda. The Isser doesn't even exist, whereas Kilayim Betzitzis, so you only have a problem of Kilayim Betzitzis if you're wearing a Beged Pishtan, if you're wearing another garment, you wouldn't necessarily have to violate the Lav, and so Mimela, it's Dechuya, it's not going to be Hutra Michlava. Fine. So, the Tosfos and Tosfos Harash are the opposite Shita. Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, he's bothered the Gemara we've all seen. The Gemara says, Ase docha lo sase, we need Aleha to go and teach you that you're not going to do Yibum on the Arayos. And the Gemara then asks, well, why would I have thought that Ase is docha lo sase shesh bo kares? The Gemara first says, how do you know Ase docha lo sase? And number two, how do you know, why would you even think that it would be docha that I need a pasuk to teach you otherwise? And on that, Tosfos says as follows. We're going to read all this inside because this will be, the details are going to be important later on. So Im Tomar, Tosfos asks, Amai lo yofinan delidchi maise de Yibum. We have a great precedent for this. It's called the standard case of Yibum. The standard case of Yibum is an Asei, Shedoche Lo Sasei Sheshbo Karis, because Eshazach is Karis. Why wasn't that our Hochacha, that this cloud does in fact exist? So maybe you'll tell me, actually, the Gemara does ask this question. Later on in Dav Zayin, it's going to say that Tasi Achos Isha, I should be able to learn Achos Isha from a Mama Tzinum Eshazach. Maybe that's saying this exact idea that Eshazach is Asidol Chalos Sheish Bo Bokaris, and so too Achos Isha should be the same. He says that can't be. Why? The Imkain Hechi Dachi Allah. How come it would Hechi Dachi Allah? Excuse me. How does the Gemara reject that proof? It says, what does it say? Mi Domi Hasam Chad Isura Hacha Tre Isur. Over there by Eshazach, we're only dealing with one Isur. Hacha trei isuri, whereas over here, in the case of Achos Isha, it's two isuri. So Tosfos says, why is that a problem? Halo mifalginan b'shum makom. We never find that there's any sort of chiluk by asi docha lo sase between one lav and two lavin. V'alfinan mikilayim betzitzis afilu trei isurim. And we learn, hechi bayil melech, we learn from kilayim betzitzis that even two isurim, we learn from kilayim betzitzis that asi docha lo sase, and mimele, you should see that two isurim is going to be okay as well. So I'm going to put it as a question for the moment. We'll get back to this. But how did Tosfos see from Kilayim Betzitzis that you could be docha two lavin? Kilayim Betzitzis is a single lav. Tosfos just saying, yeah, you could be docha two lavin through the case of Kilayim Betzitzis. Okay, so he asks another question which isn't relevant for this chabur right now. And then he says, Ela al korchach, jumping to the underline, Ela al korchach lekaman lav bechol duch di bay lemelach, me'eshes ach ka'asi. We're not actually trying to learn from eshes ach to all cases of ase docha los ase. Really, it's just trying to learn to Achos Isha specifically. The whole thing was a setup to get to hold the Ishtri Ishtri. And that's why the language is specifically Achos Isha from Eshes Ach. And Tosfos goes on to spell out that it's that it was Achos Isha Me Eshes Ach, and not just in general that we should learn Ase Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bokaris from Eshes Ach. Flipping to the next page. Jumping to the bold. So what's the answer to our question, right? So we have this big question. Why didn't we say that Ase Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bokaris was learned out from the standard case of Eshes Ach? The Omer read, Deme Eshes Ach Lo Matzi Lemelech Be'alma Delidchi Ase Lo Sase Sheish Bokaris. Why? Deshayne Eshes Ach De Mitzvosu Bekach. The reason you can't say this is because Eshes Ach is Mitzvosu Bekach. Be'efshar Binyan Acher L'Kayim Mitzvos Yibum Dim Lo Kein Batlam Mitzvos Yibum. So Eshes Ach, by definition, will always be violated when you have Yibum. It's Efshar being an Acher, the Kayim Mitzvah Yibum without that. Yibum wouldn't exist without violating Eshes Ach. Whereas Kilayim Betzitzis does exist. You could have Kilayim, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis existing without Kilayim, and so it's a good limud to learn from Kilayim Betzitzis. You can't learn from Yibum, though, because it's Mitzvah Subakach. Yes, Reb Shai.
I'm just shocked with it. How does Tosfos understand that?
Okay, good question. So that is not what I was going to touch on, but if you look there on Tosfos over there, the Maharsha on Gilmul Mibayz has one Mahalach, and the Kovetz Ha'aros has a different Mahalach. The Kovetz Ha'aros basically says the whole thing's a setup, and it was really not. All those words were seemingly just a non-real Havamina, and the Maharsha really gives an explanation for how those steps would have worked. That's what we saw, at least. I'm not going to go into the details of how that all works out, just for the sake of time over here. Okay, so Tosfos. So that's what Tosfos says. What does that answer mean, though, of mitzvah of bekach? So if you look at the Kovetz Aris, he doesn't tell you who he's quoting. He says some people want to say that what Tosfos means is the same thing as the Yad Ramam Rambam. We thought it was midin asidocha lo sasei sheish bokaris, and Tosfos says really it's mitzvah of bekach. And mitzvah of bekach means, like the Yad Ramam, like the Ramban say, that it's hucha michlol. So I first found a Minchas Chinuch, I put it on your source sheet, but I don't think that's who he was referring to after I thought about it. The Minchas Chinuch does say the mitzvah of Yibum is hutra, but for whatever reason, let's hold off on the Minchas Chinuch. I found the Arch Laner says on Daf Hey that what it means is exactly this, that it means hutra michlolo. So I assume that the Kovetz Aris was reading that Arch Laner. I'm not sure, but he doesn't tell you. I just wanted to figure out who he was talking about. But the Kovetz Aris says that can't be the chat. Kovetz Aris says that is definitely not correct, because if you look on source 5 over here, so he quotes, this is Tosfos is dealing with another question, which is, why don't we learn Ase Dochalosa, say, in general, from, or the Gemara wants to learn from Kilayim Betzitzis, and Tosfos asks, how can you learn Ase Dochalosa, say, from Kilayim Betzitzis? He says, Vim Tomar, source 5, Hechi Alfinum Be'alma Mehacha, how can you learn in general to Ase Dochalosa, say, from over here? Shiny Kilayim Dehutra Michlalo, Eitzel Big Day Kahuna. Kilayim has an exception, because by Big Day Kahuna, it's Hutra Michlalo. It's, by definition, it is always going to violate Big Day Kahuna. That should be a reason why I can't learn from Kilayim Betzitzis, because elsewhere Kilayim Big Kahuna, the Big Day Kahuna, is Hutra Michlal. So the Omer Ri, the Hosam Nami Mishum Da Ase the Big Day Kahuna, Vidachi Lav the Kilayim. So the Ri says that over there also, it's because of Ase Dochalos Ase. It's true that it is, it's Hutra Michlal is the wrong word, but it's true that it's Mitzvah Bekach. It's not huta michalo. It's not that the Yisr doesn't exist at all. It's ase dochalosa say. Umihu ilav kilayim mi big de kuhuna. Ilav kilayim betzitzis is what it should say. Mi big de kuhuna lohava matzi lemil. If we couldn't learn from that case alone, be'alma mishum de mitzvah so bekach. Despite that big de kuhuna is ase dochalosa say, we can't learn from it because of the same svar of mitzvah so bekach. So that's like the a little bit of a smoking gun. We'll see even bigger smoking guns. But one, he says, just like I said earlier by Eishes Ach, that you can't learn from Eishes Ach to elsewhere because of Mitzvah Sobekach, so too by Big Day Kahuna, Mitzvah Sobekach prevents a limud. It's clear, though, he's still talking about Ase Del Chalosa, saying this is just a pircha for Tosfos, why you can't learn from it to other cases. So that's one raya that Tosfos holds, it's Midin Ase Del Chalosa, saying. If you look at the Tosfos, Rebbe mentioned this last time, that Tosfos, actually just, I'll make one ha'ara. I'm not sure exactly why it belongs over here, but it's an important ha'ara. When we talk about ase dochalos ase, so Rebbe mentioned this before, not all ase dochalos ases are necessarily all the same, but one thing which makes you think, at least, that ase dochalos ase should be midin dechuya rather than hutra, right? When I have ase dochalos ase, so does the lav, is the lav still a maisa aveira, or is it not at all? So I saw in the Rav just a very interesting point. The Rav points out that the Gemara in Yuma, this in source 7 over here, the Gemara in Yuma discusses Tumas Mace, which, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibur, that's the Beferish Machlokas, if you look in source 7, Idmar Tumas Hamase, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Hibetzibur, Rav Sheish Amar Dechuya Hibetzibur. Is it Hutra or is it Dechuya? Dechuya. So Hecha De'ika Tmeinu Tehorin Behau Beis Av, Kuliyamu Lo Pligi Tehorin Avdi, Tmein Lo Avdi. Everyone will say, this is in the first Lashon, everyone will say, if there's both Temeim and Tehorin in the same Beis Av, so you should do it all day Tehorin, rather than Temeim. Ki pligi la hadurei ulasui Tehorin Beis Av achrim. The machlokes is, should I go and look for Tehorin from a different Beis Av? If I know that another Beis Av has Tehorin, should I go and look for them? Or do we say, Tehuma Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur? Nachman Amar Heter Hu B'tzibur. Nachman says, it's a Heter, below Mahadrinon, so I don't need to go and look for other Tehorin, I can just do the Avodah with Temeim. Rav Sheish is Amar Dechuya Hibitzibor Umehadrinon. Okay, Ika Dami, an even more extreme formulation. Afilu Hecha De Ika Tehorin Yu Temeim Behalu Beis Av. Even if I have a couple Tehorin in this Beis Av, but the majority of them are Temeim or whatever, and we have tuma a case of Tuma Hutra Betzibor, Pligi Rav Nachman Ba'amar Av Dinami Temeim. You can still go ahead and do the Avodah with Temeim, even though you have Tehorin right there. Dechol Tumas Meis Betzibor Rachman Asharya. Anytime you have Tumas Meis Betzibor, it's completely mutter. So the Rav just had, I thought, was a very strong ha'ara, that the klal of Reish Lakish by Ase Dochalos Ase would seem to imply that Ase Dochalos Ase is Dechuya rather than Hutra. What Dechuya or Hutra means, according to this Gemara, is when I have the option to go and use to avoid violating the law, so to speak, that I have the option to use Tahorin rather than use Tamein. So if you'd say Hutra, you'd say go ahead and still go use the Tamein. Whereas if you said Dechulia, you should try and go and be Mekayim Shnehem and not rely on the Tamein. So the Rav just points out the whole klal of Reish Lakish is Kol Makom She Yesh La'asos L'kayim Shnehem, basically to do the Aseh without violating the law, so then you have to do it. That klal, by definition, if you put these two Gemaras together, would seem to imply that when we say Aseh Doh Chalos Aseh, it is Dechuya and not Hutra. There's presumably ways of getting around that. I saw Tosus who says maybe the klal is only Midrabanan, but that's just, I thought, was worth being mayor. Another just two rayos over here that Tosfos holds that we're using Midin Aseh Doh Chalos Aseh. If you jump to source 8, so the Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Ches, on the base, he's bothered by the same question the Yad Ramah was bothered by. The Yad Ramah said, how come Bia Shnia is normally mutter by a classic case of Yevamos? And he answered, because it was Hutra Miklalo, there's no Isser to begin with. Tosfos asked that very same question on Daf Ches on the base. If you jump to somewhere on that Tosfos, you can find it. Betema, okay, I'll let you find it. But Tosfos asked that very question, why is Bia Shnia mutter? And what he doesn't say is what we want him to say. What we want him to say, if you were a Yad Ramah person, if you were someone who thought it was Hutra Miklalo, should say that Isser doesn't exist anymore. That once you have a case of Yibum, you have an Afilu Yibum, so the Lav doesn't exist anymore. In fact, if you look at the Tosfos Yishanim, the Tosfos Yishanim gives that exact answer. Tosfos Yishanim in source 9 over here, he says, Ve'od Yesh Lomar, Shaini Hasam Debir Rishon, Olo Shai Rak Leidi Dechiyas Halav. In the case of Chayavi Lavim, not the standard case, there it was only working through Dechiya. And that's why Bia Shnia is Aser. Of a Hakla Debir Rishon, a Haisa Beheter Gomor, like the Yad Ramah, in Kain Lotzi Vahakasu Bikachen, Olo Tzia Miad La'achar Bia. So Tosfos Yishanim says exactly what we'd want and expect you to say if you held it was Hutta Michalo. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Yes, I'm getting two question faces. Go for it. You guys probably, yeah, go
Heter
for it.
Heter Gomer, that means Hutra, it just means for Koni Serpeh Heter, so we don't give rid of it.
You're right. You could have said, you Koni Serpeh Heter, you could have said what this means is Aseh Doh Chalos Aseh Meimi, and that causes Hutra. You're saying Hutra Midin Aseh Doh Chalos Aseh.
Why can't you say Hutra? Once we allowed you to be a Rishon, and that was
right.
Beheter.
Well, what do you mean Beheter? Just, it's Heter by Chayav Bilavin also. Aseh Doh Chalos Aseh.
I mean, Dechuya, the first Bia was Dechuya, but now with your
opposite. Right, so I'm asking you, what made the first Bia Dechuya by Chayav Bilavin, but Hutra by the standard case? Why should that be the case?
Yeah.
Tosfos is saying, by Chayav Bilavin, the Aseh was Dechuya the first time, whereas in the standard case of Yibum, the Bia Rishona was Hutra. So the Tosfos Yishanim saying that. So why does that chiluk exist? So I thought the simple way of reading that is because the standard case of Yibum, like the Yad Ramah, the Isser doesn't exist, it's Hutra, whereas here we're dealing with Aseh Doh Chalos Aseh for Chayav Elavim. Yeah?
Which is, I mean,
you say
Ishis Ach is Hutra, but
right, Ishis Ach is Hutra, but Chayav Elavim is not Hutra because that's not Mitzvah Sukkah.
It's
kind of
the exact same thing. Because he says the reason is in King Lotzia, because the Chayav Lotzia, yeah, it sounds like the Sarah.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Also, the point that I have in South, yeah, that's not really formulated.
Oh, really?
This is the cloud first terrace in Tosfos. It's like an added viewer to the same answer in Tosfos.
Oh, really?
So it's not like Chaf.
Right. So Tosfos on Daf Chaf is the last Marmakom on this Chabura, because I'm still stuck on Tosfos Daf Chaf. So you're telling me Tosfos on Daf Ches is saying the same thing. So I guess I'm going to end up with a problem there also. We'll circle back. Okay, fine. So if it's saying the same, one in the same teretz, so ignore what I just said. Assuming you have Tosfos the way we have it without the Yad Ramah's addition, it would seem to be an indication that he doesn't think it's Hutra Michlalo, because otherwise he should have just answered what the Yad Ramah said. If I'm understanding correctly, what everyone else is saying is, even the Tosfos Yishanim doesn't hold like the Yad Ramah, which I'm comfortable with also. I was just using it more as a foil to go and demonstrate what Tosfos is. Shita is, yeah.
But just additionally, I'm not sure if everyone else has covered this, but couldn't you just say that he thinks that, you know, not even the Rishona was Hutra, but then the Ashisak comes back? Is that a possibility? I mean, he's really only asking about the Ashkia.
So, say again, meaning the.
James, if you hold that Ashisak in Yubum is Hutra, does that have to mean that it can't come back for the Ashkia?
Right, so if you held, we haven't really gotten this. what I'm going to try and say later, but we all probably have thought of it, that ase dochalosa say is going to work midin hotra, meaning it'll cause hotra, but that might still only be during the actual kium of the ase, and then afterwards you'd have the lav come back.
There are different levels of hotra.
Right.
Goes back to what I was just saying.
Right.
The word dechuya, the word hotra themselves have different levels.
Right.
So you could say like hotra, use language of Ramban, you know, parach, you know, Yisrael Shisak,
right.
It's never coming back, or whatever. Because it was never said Kai Gavna in these broader circumstances. So you could say the clash itself is Koveya, that not that you're over what you're allowed to, but that it's, you know, Kai Gavna is a clash. Which, by the way, is also why, you know, you might be Mechale, if you like to look at the Tzibur, and Asa de Kolos Asa de Afshon Mekayim Shnei, but I don't think it really proves that that's dekuya, because you might say that it's only in the circumstance where you have shalakayim shneim that you have these things mitzurah, and then you say hutra.
It's a t'nai in order to use the call.
What?
It's a t'nai in order to use the call of asidol chalosa.
Right, because otherwise there's no tzurah between
right,
them,
right,
so there's no...
Right.
As opposed to tuba hutra b'tzibor, where you just, you're saying, in a broader way, you're just saying, like, you know, the dim tuba, that's not asidol chalosa, say that's... You know, the initial formulation of Dine Tuma was never said in a Tzibur context.
Right.
So that's...
You don't need a Tzibur.
You don't need the Tzibur of Efshel Kayyim Shnei.
Right.
Here you have these random things, you know, that
right.
happen to come into clash. So, of course, the instinct and the, like, you know, your reflexive, you know, view would be that that's a Dechuy idea. You know, for, if you're saying Dechuy, you certainly would say that.
Right.
That way. But... to abide Efshel Lekayim Shnei the Hutra is not that difficult.
Right. I agree.
And that's why what I was trying to say also, meaning you don't have to say, you know, Hutra, what I call super Hutra or extra Hutra, like the Ramban and the Ramah are saying. You could say that, you know, it's related to a narrower question, just as like there might be levels of Tichuya, you know, which are also, I think, in Tosis and that, I think what Tosis and Chaf and Ches are saying as well. But in, that's for the dechuya. There's more than one dechuya. There's more than one hutra.
Right, right. One thing which I was just wondering, I'll just put this out there, is Reish Lakish doesn't have a makor. Reish Lakish
right.
just says, here's a klal. So where do you get that klal from? So if you're going to say that it's some idea that you need a tzirf to go and create this idea of asedo chalosa, say, so I guess the question is just mehecha tesi. Like, is that just because of, we're learning from kilayim, so in chabo el chidusho? If it's based on dechuya, and that's a klal in general, so then he doesn't need a makar because that's just where it all comes from. So
it could just be also very compelling that when you have random things, you know, that the only way to have to look at them together as opposed to assessing them, that's how you look at this internally, like you have a triage, or you're doing this particular action at the moment, what are you supposed to do between the two options that you have?
Right.
Or are you looking, that's what I mean by tzibur, as opposed to, you know, you have two different, you have a pressure and a counter-pressure, and the question is, like, which one outweighs, you know, the other. So the only way to look at this internally is like a triage, you know, for like you draw a big circle around the, you know, about both of them, and you say, ah, you know, what's the best way to proceed is if they stand in a certain relationship. So I think you're right, that there's more, there would be more of a reason to require Makar. I don't think necessarily you would require
it. Have to.
That could just be a svara.
Right.
And we do find in other contexts too that like things like other tzibufim, let's say, that don't necessarily have a Makar, but you know, are perceived to be like very basic, you know, because otherwise, like, again, you'd be looking at this as, you know, not as triage, you know, but as, you know, like a clash of hierarchies.
Right. Okay. Okay. 100%. Yeah.
The one thing Reish Lakish says, klal was not specifically said as tachlosa. Like the Maran Shabbos has it. When you look at an aspect, it's a separate part. But the ground was not tachlosa. The Poshan was not tachlosa.
Yeah.
It seems to be an assumption, or what Rebbe's pointing out. How does he know Milut's Ras Tachlosa? It's a pasuk. It's just assumed that when there's a branch of the work,
okay, very good. Fine. I'm not going to end up saying that in Tosfos. We'll see. But in general, by Asadol Chalosa, I thought that was interesting, as Rebbe and Rabbi and everyone else is mentioning. That is definitely not mochrach, even by general ase docha lo sase, as we'll see. Okay, so just one other marimakum, which Rebbe already mentioned. I'm not going to read it again inside. Tosfos hard to understand exactly what's going on in that gemara, but Tosfos and Dalam Beis is beferish that that Yibum is working midin ase docha lo sase sheish bokaris. That seems to be even Tosfos' maskana. Whether ase docha lo sase is going to be hutra dechuya, we'll talk about shortly. But at the very least, he doesn't seem to think that it's working without the cloud of ase docha lo sase over here. Rav Elchanan just notes one thing we saw in Simon Tess. He just has a point which I haven't really seen how anyone else really deals with. So we could start a whole discussion now, or someone could explain it to me afterwards. But Rav Elchanan notes that if you don't, that Tosfos is in a certain sense the most mistaber way of understanding the sugya on Zainam and Beis. Of whole the ishtri, right? The Gemara says that if you had a woman who was a shomeres yavam, who then also gained another isra at some point of, let's say, achos isha, so I would have thought whole the ishtri. So if you understand, like Tosfos, that the heter of eshes ach liyibum is midin some sort of clash, and nonetheless the clash of the yaseh beats the los yaseh, so it's easy to understand, okay, you see that something's already winning in a clash, so it sweeps up another Isra along with it, and it's easy to understand the svar of all the ishtri. If you take the Yad Raman, the Ramban, again, these are extreme positions over here, but their approach of the Isra just never existed in this case of the Chalal to begin with, that there never was an Isra of Eishas Ach whenever we're talking about the Parsha of Yibum. So what does all the ishtri even mean? There was no Isra which were Matir here. The Isra doesn't exist. So how can you say that therefore is going to pick up another Isra, which is totally unrelated? We didn't have an answer to that question yet. If anyone has a hezber that, would love to hear. You can save it for after the chuppah if you'd like to, or Shimmy, yeah.
I didn't fully understand. The Gemara there says, Mitzora
is also Hutra, no? Mitzora is also Hutra. The Torah does, you're saying in Zvachim, it says that Mitzora.
That's what we're going to ask that from the
I mean, as long as you say it's hutra midin a clash, then you're okay.
What about if my bottle already there in Almana, then my bottle? There it was not his
order. Good. So the Gemara never calls that whole Vishtri Ishtri. Rav Shechter used that lashon, and you can, without coming on to whole Vishtri Ishtri, explain that Gemara, and that wouldn't bother me. But because it is a heter ishos, like Rav Shechter said, forget about that claw. Okay, fine. I'm just putting that out there. Okay, so that was all basically Rav Elchanan. He did all the work on that first part over here. I just wanted to add a few Rishonim who I didn't see quoted by Rav Elchanan. I just think Mari Makum Hulach. I think some very significant points are raised by these Rishonim. So the first
connect to the other Rambans.
He does not. He does not. Sarachia.
The ones I mentioned last week. No.
Rabbi mentioned also the Rambans, but he doesn't mention Rabbis. It was Rabbi mentioned last week also. That was great about the Sefer HaMitzvahs, about whether.
Does he have those also?
No, he doesn't mention those. So that was about on a chalutza, right? If one were to be boal a chalutza afterwards, so would the Eishas Ach Isra still apply? The Ramban was the Shitas, as Rebbe pointed out.
Does he speak of the Ramban and the Gibbon or not?
He doesn't mention the Ramban.
Just Tosfos on the Gibbon.
He mentions, I don't even remember if we saw it. We saw it in Reb Nachum. We saw it. He doesn't even mention Tosfos on the Gibbon Dalet. What?
I found it.
Okay, fine. However I found it, I don't remember. This chabur was prepared a few weeks ago, so I don't exactly remember all the dots once a line. But no, he really mentions the Yad Ramah Ramban, and then he has Tosfos in Torsa Adam, and then he has Daf Gimel and Daf Hey, the Tosfos, that's it. Yeah. So we've had like 100 years to go find more Marmakomos to go and be mashlim his ideas, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so what evidence is there from other Rishonim? So I don't have any major Rishonim who are going to line up on I guess the Ase Docha Lo Sase side clearly. As Rebbe mentioned, Rashi is very complicated.
Yeah.
I have maybe 20 Marmakomos I'm not sharing with you. The Rambam's okay, so I want to hear why the Rambam's complicated. I didn't know that yet, so we'll find out. Rambam's always complicated, but let's see. So first I just wanted to share a Rashba. I think this Rashba is absolutely fascinating. The Gemara in we're up to source 11, making great time. The Gemara in Source 11 in Yavamos Memal from an Aleph has a discussion about a Shomeris Yavam Shekides Achiv Ezachosa. So basically, you have, you know, a normal, let's say, Shomeris Yavam situation, and then at some point, the Yavam, the potential Yavam, marries Achos Gukoso, and then we have our whole Shaila as follows, right? If someone's married to Achos Gukoso, obviously they can't do Yibum on the Shomeris Yavam. That would be a problem of Achos Isha. But the Gemara says, Shomeris Yavam Shekidish Achiv Ezachoso Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera Amru Omim Lo Hamtin Achiyasi Achicha Maisa. So what do you do? Wait until the other brother, right? You married Achos Gukoso, you probably shouldn't have done that. Or maybe it was beforehand, whatever, but that's not relevant for right now. The other brother, wait for the other brother, let's say Levi, to go and marry the Shomeris Yavam. And then you, who married Achos Gukoso, so then you could go and do Maisa, then you could go and formally marry this woman, because now she's not Achos Gukoso anymore. Okay. Chalitza Achivo Kansa, Yichnos Ishto, if your brother goes ahead and does Chalitza or is Koneser, so then you can be Kones, your wife. Mesa HaYavama Yichnos Ishto, if the Yavama who's waiting, the Shomeris Yavam dies, so then this guy can marry the Achos Gukoso, because now it's not Achos Gukoso. Mesa Yavam. And if the Yavam dies, who married Achos Gukoso, Yotzi as Ishto, excuse me, if the Levi dies, such that now there's no other brothers around, so Yotzi as Ishto, beget the Eishas Achiv B'chalitza. Okay, not pertinent for the Rashi. The Gemara then asks, Ibai Lehu, Mesa Ishto Mahu B'Avimto. So again, we have, you married Achos Gukoso, and then what ends up happening? Mesa Ishto. So this Achos Gukoso, who you're married to, who you were Mekadesh, ends up dying, mahu biyavimto. Are you allowed to then go ahead and do yibum? Now the achos, the woman you married, who you were makadesh, died. The shomeres yavam, who a moment ago was achos gukoso. So are you allowed to go and do yibum on that woman? That's the gemara shaila. And it's machlokas amoraim. Rav Rabbi Chanina darmi tarvayu meisa ishto mutar biyavimto. One pair of amoraim says go for it. Shmuel Rav Asi darmi tarvayu meisa ishto aser biyavimto. And then Shmuel Rav Asi disagree. So says the Rashba, what does it mean when we say that after the woman you are Mekadesh dies, that you're allowed to marry the Shomeris Yavam? He says the case which we're dealing with over here is that you were the only brother. That's his assumption. You were the only living brother. You married the Shomeris Yavam's sister. And the moment that you married the Shomeris Yavam's sister, so that woman then, the Shomeris Yavam, was really an erva to you. Hopefully, we're all falling over here, right? Okay. Again, there were three brothers, Reuven and Shimon, yeah? So, Reuven was married to Leah. Reuven dies. You then marry Leah's sister, Rachel. The Gemara Shaila is, now if Rachel dies, can you go and do Yibum on Leah? That seems to be what the Gemara Shaila is. Rashba understands that we're only dealing with Reuven and Shimon. There never was the case which the Gemara is asking its question on is only where there's Reuven and Shimon, such that after you were Mekadesh Rachel, so what ended up happening was Leah Mela was kicked out, so to speak, meaning she was left the parsha, she was Kateres from Ketura, from Yibum and Chalitz, and says the Rashba, Mitoch Kach Yeshli Lomar, a long piece, but I took out the relevant part over here. When we said at this original stage, when you married her sister, when you married Rachel, that Leah you can't do Yibum or Chalitza for, it's not that you can't do Yibum or Chalitza. Elamutir bilvad kama. What it means is she has just become muteres entirely. Kilomar she'ilu rotza lisausa eina asuralo. This woman, Leah, who was a moment ago your Shomeris Yavam, she just became mutter to you entirely when your wife dies. So again, you married Rachel. What the Rashba understands is that according to those who say Mutter, what it means is that after Rachel dies, there's no Yibum anymore. This woman doesn't, Leah doesn't need Yibum, she doesn't need Chalitza, she's just a normal woman. And you can go and marry her, there's no problem whatsoever. So what the Rashba says, since while she was waiting as a Shomeris Yavam, she became Hutralo in that, meaning she had a normal Nefila as a Shomeris Yavam, Shuv I Efshali Aser Ba Mishum Eishas Ach. She lost the Isra of Eishas Ach when she had an Afila. The Zika got rid of the Isra of Eishas Ach. Now Mimeila, you married her sister. The Shomeris, the Zika was Paka. But the Eish Zach has also been Paka beforehand. So now you could go ahead and marry this woman. There's no problem whatsoever of Eish Zach. So this Rashba, the way that the Rashba understands, is very much like the Ramban and the Yad Ramah. But he understands it in a much more, I don't know if they would agree with this or not, but he understands that the Isser of Eish Zach disappears even without you actually being the kind of mitzvah Yibum. You never did any mitzvah Yibum over here at all.
That's what the Ramban and the Ma'alim says about Ruberis.
The Ramban by Ruberis says the same thing. Okay, so that's
what he uses the language of Parak.
The same thing. Good. Okay, wonderful. So the Ramban then is, the Ramban and the Rashba are in the same camp. What I think is the case is that the Ritva over there disagrees. You can check it out. Maybe the Ritva disagrees fundamentally, maybe technically. We're not going to do that right now. I'll just show you the Shitas Har... Yeah.
Do you think the Yad Ramah would agree with this halacha? The Yad Ramah's halacha is that the Torah only asks her to take a half of the
Yad Ramah. Right.
It seems like it's step further.
Yeah, you're right. The Yad Ramah... Well, he says different things, right? He says, "Kigon hecha diyesho zera, ava hecha demes below zara lo asra Torah." So you could say that the moment he dies without zera, the Isser Eish Zach was not relevant. So I don't know if it's the Shas Nefilo, which is the matir, or if it has to, he would agree that you have to be actually doing Yibum. You know, there's what to discuss potentially. Rebbe's pointing out the Ramban is telling us the Ramban says basically the same thing as this Rashba. What I saw in the Rambam was something similar, and I want to hear why I'm wrong, but the Rambam in source 13, if you look, there's a few diyukim in the Rambam. The Rambam Yisrei Bia Perik Beis Halacha Aleph. So he says, he's just spelling out the arayos over here for you, and he says, Eishas Aviv, Eishas Beno, Eishas Achi, Eishas Achi Aviv, Arbos on Erev Alav Lolam. Okay, those four relationships are all arayos forever. Bein Mina Erisin, Bein Min Hanisuin, Bein Bechai Baalehen, Bein Achar Mises Baalehen. One exception over here, Chutz Me Eishas Achiv Shelo Hiniach Ben. When you have an Eishas Ach who didn't leave a child, that's not an Erva. So you could read that to me, and if you were taking it very, very literally, the moment that you have an Eishas Achiv Shelo Hiniach Bein, Mimela, the Isser doesn't exist over here, just like the Rashba saying, the Isser disappears the moment that he's Lo Hiniach Bein. And then, you know, whatever happens afterwards, even if you don't do Yibum, the Eishas Ach Shebo has disappeared. I'll just give you a few more Rambams which support that. If you go to page 4 for a moment, so the Rambam in source 19, Hilchos Yibum Aleph Yud Beis, he says, V'chein ha'cholitz li'vimto nesra chalutza, hi v'chol tzariseha. Okay, if you do chalitza, the chalutza and all of her tzaris becomes osra, al-chacholitz v'ashar achim. The kulon asura salav midivir sofim kishneos. Why are they all asur to you like shneos? Sheme achar shemeis achiv below vlad, nistalik iser erva mi'al kol nashav. The moment a brother dies without a child, the Isser Erva has disappeared from all of the brothers. So again, that sounded to me a lot like the Rashba, that the Isser disappears b'shas nefila, and not just that it stays around. I'll give you one more over here. There's a Mishnah in Bechorus, which just assumes like Abba Shaul, right? Abba Shaul thinks that if you have the wrong kavana, so you violated its kibbala erva, whether he means actually or not, is a machlokas rishonim. But the Mishnah says, mitzvahs yibum kodemus and mitzvahs chalitza, etc. And then it quotes basically the idea of Abba Shaul. So comes along the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis. He quotes the whole idea. He says, this is the opinion of Abba Shaul. And then jumping to the bold, b'zeh bilti nachum. That's not correct. Meaning we do not paskin like this sheet of Abba Shaul. That's what the Rambam thinks. The Rambam thinks we paskin like the Chachamim. Elo mishni stalik mimena iser ha'erva. Once the erva disappeared when the brother died without children, so then she becomes muteris again, I think along the same lines as the Rashba. One complication is, I don't know if it's a complication, I haven't really figured out exactly what the Rambam is doing, but the Rambam in a Tshuva, which Rav Elchanan did quote, this is Rav Elchanan quotes, the Rambam in a Tshuva says, what's the machlokas Abba Shaul and the Chacham all about? He says, their machlokas is whether Yibum Eishas Ach Yibum is Hutra or Dechuya. So he says, we'll just jump to the source 22. V'yadua lachem maskanus p'sak halacha shemitzvah Yibum kodemus mitzvah chalitza afil ein miskaven l'shem mitzvah el l'shem noy el l'shem mamon. The mitzvah exists whether or not you have the right kavanos or not. Hol la'achar shemeis achiv belobanim Hutra lo v'nistalik isra ha'erva b'chal. Again, the same idea, kichachamim. Meaning when the Rambam is spelling out shitas chachamim, excuse me, this isn't a problem, this is consistent with everything else. Within the Chachamim, who the Rambam thinks we pass can, like, the moment that the brother dies, so mimela, the Isser has disappeared, the erva is lost. Aval, if she does have a show, mitzvah chalitza kodemes, lihioso sugar, Isser eshazach dochui mipne haibum. He thinks that it's a din of dechuya, vimiskavin, the davar acher, zulasi ha mitzvah, harehu kiilu poga be'erva. So he says, for Abba Shaul, you need to actually be mekayim the mitzvah in order to not be violating the Isser Kares. If you were not being mekayim the mitzvah, so you would have because it's a case of dechuya, so you need to have the right kavana in order for the heter to apply. So that's what I saw in the Rambam. I'm happy to take any other duke in a different direction. Okay.
Larger topic.
Okay.
Connected a little bit to what I was speaking about, the need for, there's a custom about erva, which is unique in the Rambam.
Okay.
It's connected to Tfisa's Kedusha, things
right.
like that.
Right. But
I think he still holds Huntra, but again,
but just
like
a little
said,
more nuanced about yeah. how that comes
what
about.
What Huntra means.
Okay. Very good. I'll just tell you one shot. I saw from the Shema Shurim over here. Like I said, I think really Rashi is a lot more complicated, but because it's a Geshmak piece of Torah, I'll share it anyways. And you know, Rashi in different places might not hold the same thing as he does in other places. But the Rav pointed out, right, Rav Shechter in his Chabura, I think Rebbe also mentioned the Parshas Yisro Mechilta, which says that Yibum and Eishes Ach were said in the same Parsha. And the Rav, I don't know if it goes before the Rav, but he argued that what that means is that it's actually Hutra Michlalo. That's at least how Rav Shechter said it. I don't think Rebbe said it that way. But it's the way Rav Shechter says that's Hutra Michlalo. He's in this camp that the Isser Yibum doesn't even exist. That's why I need this special pasuk to go and say that. So the Rav took that as an assumption. And then he said, if you look at Rashi's in a couple Rashi's, you'll see that he disagrees with the Rashba. Meaning he agrees that it's Hutra Michlalo. But the Rav argued that unlike the Rashba, Rashi thinks that it's Hutra Michlalo, that the Isser wasn't said, only b'makum that you're mekayim the mitzvah zibum. When you're being mekayim the mitzvah zibum rather than just the nefila, so then you're going to the parsha, the Isser Veishas Ach is paka. But if you don't do the mitzvah of yibum, you just have a nefila, the Isser Veishas Ach is not yet paka. So where did he get that from? That makes sense? Meaning again, Hutra Michlalo only b'makom mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah, not just b'shas nefila. So he says, he's got two Rashis, which are just very interesting. If you look in source 16, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Rashi in Yevamos, so if you do Mimer, so Mimer doesn't work as Kiddushin Yoraisa, right? Mimer, I give basically Kiddushin to my Shomeres Yavam, is she Mekudeshes to me, or is she not? That's the whatever, different time. But Rashi says, Nasan l'kesef v'shav v'kesef, the Amr lo hiskad shili b'maimer yivmin. So he goes and he basically does kiddushin, he does maimer. The afo gav the yahiv lo midi, lav kiddushin gemurin him. Rashi tells you, don't think that this is actual kiddushin, ki kiddushin Torah, shrei in kiddushin tov sim be'eshazach. Because kiddushin isn't tov based on an eshazach, on this shomer's yavam. And right now she has an isra be'eshazach. V'at Torah lo hiti rosalo le'asos ki isha nochris, ele keseder ha-mitzvah, the Torah only gave you the heter of doing yibum if you do keseder ha-mitzvah, and the Torah says you have to do bia, kiddushin isn't the way to go and create this relation with the oraisa. So the Rav just pointed out, you see that even as a shomeres yavam, Rashi says that this woman has an isser of eishes ach still, and only when you do yibum, then does it become hutra, does the isser become paka. In Sota, this is another Rashi which the Rav pointed out in Sota and Daf Vav.
I think it may be true, but it's not book right, because it's not clear that he's talking about the Isser of Eishes Ach. He may also just be saying that Kedushin is not Tovah of Eishes Ach.
Rebbe's saying she still has like a status of Eishes Ach without having the Isser of an Eishes Ach.
Sure.
Okay, that's interesting. So I'll point out the other Rashi which the Rav picked up on. The Gemara in Yevamos, we don't really need to see the reason why, but the Gemara Yevamos talks about a Suffolk Sota. If you have a Suffolk Sota, so the Mishnah says her din is, right, a woman who's been suspected and she had Yichud, she had Stira, is the right Lashon? She had Stira with the person who we're suspecting her of being with, but we don't have any aiding that she actually did anything wrong with him besides for that Stira. So the Mishnah says that her din is Choletzes Vlo Misabem. So the Gemara on Heyamud Beis and Sota has a whole bunch of potentially Mudim for why that Isser should exist, why she can't have Yibum. And so Rashi says, Mikara min Allah. The first part's really irrelevant. Rashi's picking up on like a line in the Shakta Vitaria. But Rashi says at the very end, and he throws this in, you can check out the Gemara yourself later, seemingly a bit of a non sequitur, but he just tells you, what would the din be were you to go ahead and have do Yibum on this woman? He says, since you're not supposed to be doing yibum, you're supposed to be doing chalitza. Mimela, you see that there's an isser to go and do yibum. Delo shayech ba yibum, and that yibum is not shayech to her. She's like an eishes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah, which is understood to mean that she is an isser karis, meaning when you have this suffix ota, so the din is chalitza, chalitza is what we said by this. If you do yibum, says Rashi, she's like an eishes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah, she's an isser karis to you, is the simple reading of what this Rashi is. So you have something very fascinating then, that you can have a woman who's shaykh to chalitza. You have a, you know, I haven't yet learned the sugya of zika to really know what zika really means, but you have a zika in the sense that there's a chiyuv chalitza with this woman, but at the same time, if one were to do yibum, then you would be violating the isser karis. The Rav said that's because what the Torah is telling you is you have no way of being mekayim the mitzvah. You only have hutra michlolo for Rashi when you actually do the mitzvah. So if you can't do the mitzvah and the Torah is not enabling you to do the mitzvah, no mimela, she's left with the isser veishasach, which isn't going to go away. Okay, fine. I will. I'll stop on that point in terms of just part one. Yeah, Mayor.
Is this similar to the Rashi and Gibbon of the Bees? Yeah, the Shaka Vitaria, the Braisa Aster, the Erev and the Taros, and then it says, Atara Shamanu Onesh Minayin. And the focus Rashi of the Iri is the question of Onesh going on the Erev and the Tsar or only on the Tsar. Right. The Me'iri learns the question only on the Tsar and not on the Arabic. So it could be because the Me'iri assumes that the Karis on the Erva will still be there because that's the regular, once she's a Suri, on the regular Isser and Bito or Chavos or whatever it is. But the reason you need to ask about the Tsar is because she's only an Eishas Ach, and it could be the Shas Nefila is not to the Karis the Eishas Ach. But Rashi asks about the Tsar and the Erva. If he disagrees with the Me'iri, he thinks that it's the mitzvah of Yibum, that's not to the Karis. That would be very similar to these Rashi's that you're
pointing out. Rashi over there is would be Lishitasa with this Mahalik, that the Isser isn't Paka unless you're actually doing the Mitzvah.
That's why there's no reason to differentiate between the Erva and the Tzar.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Fine. So when you invoked the Yidurah HaNemru, you were saying that for a purpose or just not? Just telling her Shittas Rashi?
I was just telling you what the Rav, how he understands Shittas Rashi. He understands it's Hutra Michlalo, meaning the Isser doesn't exist.
But does the Diwar Echad Namru in any way dictate, like one way or another, if you need to do the Yibum or you don't?
You're saying, Lamai Nafkamina, if the Isser does or doesn't exist, if you need to do the Yibum either way?
No, that's not that.
He's saying that it's clear that language works much better for Hutra. He's saying, do you think that it works better for a Hutra based on doing the Maisa Yibum or just the Fila and the Zika?
Oh, that's interesting.
Just in the way you presented it, I don't want to read the Rishimas. But it sounds like in the Rishimas, like they quoted that Rashi.
They did.
Right, so I'm just wondering, like, is that just like Rashi spoke about Hutra? And like now I'm going to tell you separately, like what Rashi's Mahalik Hutra is? Or like that itself is more connected to...
No, he wasn't using that as an argument that it's Davka, the mitzvah, based on that Limud specifically. He was saying, it's Hutra, now let me tell you where it's Hutra, based on other Rashis. That's my recollection. Okay, any questions, rejoinders before we move on to part two over here? Fantastic. Okay, so part two, that's lay of the land a little bit. What I wanted to talk about for a moment, a long moment, is I wanted to clarify something about Shitas of Tosfos, right? So we said Tosfos clearly works midin ase docha los ase, sheish bo karis. The question is going to be, so how exactly does Shitas of Tosfos work? And I'm just going to raise two questions, which hopefully will lead us to where we want to go over here. There's a question which Rosenzweig pointed out basically all the Achronim ask. But Tosfos has a klal in Gittin, in Balabasra. I think Rebbe said it's in... Rebbe gave me four other Masechtas, which Tosfos has this klal. Tosfos has a klal, I'll just give you one from here in Gittin, where I remembered it from. Tosfos asks, Nim tomar v'leisi asei depru revu v'lichi lab lo yei kodesh. What are we talking about? Talking about if you have a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, who is... So the person's unable to go and marry a free woman because he's a chatzi eved. He's unable to marry a shivcha kainis because he's also a chatzi ben chorin. So the din in the Mishnah a base hillel before we get to the maskana, but is that he can't really do anything. The din is the person can't really do anything. And so that din ends up being, so the adon's forced to free him. But Tosfos asks, why is this person unable to marry anyone? Tosfos asks, why don't we say the ase of puruvu, right? The ben chorin is chayv in puruvu. Why don't we say that should be docha the lav of lo yekadesh, and he should be able to go and have bia with the shechla kaiyos. And Tosfos gives two answers, but for our purposes, I'm just going to jump to his second answer. Tosfos says, the o dividida leka ase da filu mifkida efshir la bekayotzei ba. This shifcha doesn't have an ase. Who has the ase of puruvu? Only the man has the ase of puruvu. So ase could be docha alos ase when everyone who is doing the los ase has the ase. But when an ase is only extant with respect to one person but not the other person, you're not going to say they can have bia because the shifcha over here has doesn't have the mitzvah ase, so we're not going to apply Asei docha lo sase. That's Tosfos' cloud. We won't apply asei docha lo sase unless all parties have the asei who are going to be violating the law. So, I'm not sure why I gave you the Ramban, but I assume everyone's seen the Ramban, so we can you can read his Lashon Hazahav later. But, yeah, yes.
Double D.
By Giluach Metzora, do they both have the asei?
By Giluach Metzora, do they both have the asei?
Gemara suggests that's a rare pass docha lo sase.
Yeah, so
both have,
who's both?
The person shaving and the person moving.
Maybe shaving himself, no? I don't know. That's what I would guess.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Okay, I'll hold off on that question. But the question which the Achronim will ask is that if you look in, if you jump to source 28, he just, the Minchas Kenuf spells out the Rishonim who are the Feirish about this. If you jump to the underline in 28, he says, "Achein hama'ayin b'Rambam perakalf miyibum shekatzav mitzvas ase sheyibin adam." That there's a mitzvah to do yibum, u'mitzvas ase min hatorah lachlotz la. It's a mitzvah to do chalitza for the man. The man should do chalitza to her. Nirada mitzvah rak alav. It sounds like the mitzvah of yibum only exists for this one individual, for the man, not for the woman. Ve'rava mechaber lekaman mitzvah tafkuf tzadi ches v'tafkuf tzadi test the sefer chinuch also mona mitzvah yibum mechalitza mesayim benoig bescharim. It only applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. If it was a mitzvah which was relevant for women also, so why doesn't he tell you that it's for nekevos? The question is a shut harashba, which seems to say the same thing, that the mitzvah is only for the zachar and not for the nekeva. Everyone's bothered. How then do you explain how yibum ever works if you hold ase docha lo sase for tosos? And the truth is, it's a question on all the rishonim, because later on daf chof, so the Gemara is mavur that by a lo sase, we're going to apply yibum of ase docha lo sase in that case. So again, you have the exact same shayla. The ase only applies for the man, presumably. It doesn't exist for the woman. How is this working over there? So there are a lot of different answers given to that question. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, who says based on this, the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, who says based on this, that actually Tosefos in Gittin is wrong. The Tosefos Yom HaKippurim didn't know that it was a Tosefos, seemingly. Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, I think, quotes like a Mahram Chaviv, I forgot exactly. He quotes a later Achron as having this klal. And
no, he's
tomorrow. Oh, excuse me. Minchas Chinuch is quoting him, and he's rejecting a klal from an earlier Achron. Right, I forget which Achronim he's quoting, but the Minchas Chinuch on the third line over here says, you can argue on the Achronim, but you can't argue on Tosfos Yom Kippurim says this whole klal must not be true because Hare Yibum works. That's basically what he argues. Minchas Chinuch says, okay, but Tosfos. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Pnei Yehoshua, who says it must be that Tosfos holds that there is a mitzvah on the Yavama to be Miss Yabemes. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua is understood by the Minchas Chinuch. Rebbe, when I spoke with him, pointed out that you could read the Pnei Yehoshua. I'm going to say it probably incorrectly, but I'll say it one way, and then Rebbe will correct me. But the Pnei Yehoshua is in Ksubis, I believe.
Ksubis
Memo Medal. So the Pnei Yehoshua says that it's a mitzvah for her to... She's Muzhar to be Miss Yabemes. So the way I understood is that some form of Rebbe was saying, like, she's supposed to go and help the other person do Yibum.
She's supposed, her mitzvah is to make sure that Yibum takes place. That's not her chiyu, but she's musaris, that the mitzvah should take place.
Okay.
similar to Peru, but some people say Peru. That's comparison to Peru.
What?
Yeah. Similar to Peru.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of in between status where technically she's not. But she's like, it's Kiyum. That's what I think it means. Because the Chaskinuch takes away a little of the edge of the formulation.
Yeah. So that Pnei Yeshua is not just, whether Pnei Yeshua said exactly that or not, a number of other Achronim take the same approach, maybe more explicitly or less explicitly. Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Tosfos Yom Kippurim asked this question. The Aruch Liner and the Kovei Tzaharos, they all argue that Tosfos must just hold that there is a mitzvah for the woman to be Misya Bemes as well. The problem is that there's a Gemara, which sounds not that way. So we'll have to figure out how to deal with that Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph, if you look on source 26, the Gemara is discussing a case of someone who's being mored or meredes, that if there's parties who want to go and get married or who want to be together, and there's one party which is objecting, so do you write in the Geras Merit, do you basically find the person who is not fulfilling their obligation? So the Mishnah, it might not be a Mishnah, the statement of Shmuel is that the top line over here, Amar Rav Tuli Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Kosvin Igeres Mered Al Arusa. If an Arusa says, I'm out of here, I'm not doing this Nisuin thing, so we will write Igeres Mered and we'll end up taking away from her Ksuba. Ve'en Kosvin Igeres Mered Al Shomeres Yavam. But if you have a Shomeres Yavam, so then we don't write a Igeres Mered in that case. So what the Gemara ends up doing, the Gemara ends up saying, and Ukimta and Shmuel ends up saying, we're actually talking about where she's the one who is requesting and the husband is the one who's making problems. So it would actually mean that the Arusa wants to go and get married and the husband's saying, I'm out of here. The Shomeres Yavam says, I want to do Yibum, and the husband's saying, I'm not interested. And the din of Shmuel then is that Kosvin Igeres Mered will support her by the Arusa case, we'll find the husband, but we won't find the husband in the case of the Shomeres Yavam case. So the Gemara just has a line over here. The Gemara says, bolded, so Maishna Shomeres Yavam Delo, why don't we find the husband in the Shomeres Yavam case? Damrinallah, zil lo mifkadis. Because we tell her, you have no chiv. So if you have no chiv, what's bothering you so much? Take chalitza, you know, you can just leave. Arusa nami, name Allah zil lo mifkadis. So the Gemara is asking as a kasha, Arusa also, and Arusa has no mitzvah of puruvu. So why should she get a Igeres Mered any more than the other person? If you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to have understood that when we're saying zil lo mifkadis, you don't have a tzivoy, that the whole Gemara is just talking about puruvu. That the Shomeres Yavam doesn't have a mitzvah of Puruvu, that the and Arusa doesn't have a mitzvah of Puruvu, so you don't have a mitzvah, so you don't have a taina, basically. You accept Chalitza, accept the fact that you're, accept a get, I guess, or something else, so we're not going to punish, we wouldn't punish the person. What's, naniach, that that's true, that that's what Rashi says. The simple explanation of the Gemara, I think, is that we're saying, you don't have a mitzvah of Yibum. What's Puruvu got to do with anything? She's a Shomeres Yavam. There's a mitzvah of Yibum right now. So even if Rashi's, we accept Rashi that she doesn't have a mitzvah of puruvu, you also presumably have to say that she doesn't have a mitzvah of yibum, because otherwise, why can't she make the taina? Yeah, but I have a mitzvah of yibum. I'd like to do yibum. So I was looking around to see this morning, actually. I looked around just to see if anyone had to say anything about that question. So I looked in the Masifta. The Masifta said it's a kasha on those who say otherwise, and then they quote Abu Raham, very interesting. Abu Raham says that the chiyuv of yibum stems from puruvu. So anyone who's chayiv in puruvu is chayiv in yibum. Anyone who doesn't is actually putter from yibum. And so when Rashi says tam puruvu, so that also explains why she's also putura from yibum.
Maybe that's the Tshuva Saraj that they're quoting. It's the same Tshuva.
Oh, the Tshuva Saraj was quoting that Abu Raham.
The Tshuva of
Not Rashi.
We also feel in Palat and Rabbi Adad.
Uh-huh.
The big ones that they always quote. But that's what the Raj. Although it's a different yourselves a little bit.
So Abu Dram's quoted in.
That Abu Dram is the Tshuva of Yosef
and
Palan.
Okay.
And the Tshuva Saraj is that Tshuva too, although the Girsa is a little different, but they both have this idea, this connection that Puri Varivya is somehow connected to the Chiyuv of Yibo.
Got it.
Therefore, she's Ptura because she is a Chiyuv.
Right, yeah. Right.
Even, you know, vis-a-vis the Yibo, that's maybe that how Rashi, you know,
right.
By the way, if you're formulating the question, though, it's a kasha on All those who say there's a mitzvah.
Yeah, this is a kash on anyone who says it's a mitzvah for the woman to go do yibum.
Even if you say this, post Abu Jahabi.
No, post Abu Jahabi is still not going to help us. Everyone then should still agree that. All right, it's an explanation. Rashi said what you didn't expect.
Or that tshuva says explicitly that she is not
obligated.
Right. So that's fine with the Gemara use of this. If you conclude, you know, the way that Chaschinoch is quoting maybe his quotation from the Shulah or one of the others, that there is a chiyuv yibum, so then you just, it makes harder, much harder to read the Gemara use of this.
Yeah. So you'd have to really try and deal and figure out a shot in the Gemara Ksubis why the fact that she, if the Pnei Yeshua...
Why is there no Igeris Merit?
Why is there no Igeris Merit over there? Yeah.
Okay, so Rosenstein has an article in Hagalit about the Yibum.
Oh, really?
He suggests that there are a few ways of in Docha the Raya from Rashi.
Okay, good.
So one of them is a chiluk between Yibum and Erisin or Yishus itself in terms of the nature of Igeris Merit. That maybe Gareth Merritt relates specifically to like a chiyuv ishus, meaning a chiyuv that stems from a relationship of ishus,
okay,
as opposed to some sort of mitzvah mibachutz. Like you're saying, you're not going to make a Gareth Merritt because I have to do lulav. Like,
okay.
What do you mean bachutz? The yibum is something.
Well, that's what he's suggesting.
It's like
nachal.
Not as much as
Erisin. Right?
Maybe
they're not married. Not as much of a relationship driven.
You could come with a technical.
Test.
You have to have a test.
She just has a right to make a demand because she has a legal deal. Who said that?
It's a suggestion of a Rosenstein.
Who?
Rosenstein.
Oh. I don't know why that would be, unless you think that it's not the merit, in other words.
Yes, ma'am.
And either way, Pashtus is, even if you don't think Ibram is a Peribia, it's still with Pashtus, some sort of an issues required. It's difficult.
Yeah.
The Gemara works well for Rebbe is Pnei Yeshua also.
The Gemara works well for.
Right, because if her mitzvah is not in the Rebbe mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be decided, but then also, when he doesn't want to do it, so certainly she's not going to have independence. If you take the Chasvinus Pnei Yeshua, it's still a problem.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to quote this route, but the entire question makes an assumption that you need to be in fulfillment of an assay in order to say assay don't close. Is that assumption true? Like, for example, you have the Ritzvah got Hashem Mitzvah. The Ritzvah in our Andapa says that there are certain times that a Hashem Mitzvah will be don't close assay, even though they're not actually in fulfillment of any assay at that moment. So, granted, it's a jump then to say from there that if some types of hechsher mitzvah, I don't know those assays, so then a woman who is involved in a meisa mitzvah, even though not in fulfillment of a mitzvah, is docha los assay. But we have precedent for the fact that you can say assay docha los assay when there's a mitzvah taking place, even when you're not fulfilling any mitzvah.
Right. But Tosfos doesn't think that by pruravu of the.
No, it doesn't think that.
Well, again, if you say hutra, I don't know if you talk about that.
Oh, so, yeah,
if you say hutra. Or maybe that's a chat. The way I read the Pnei Yeshua, it's kind of something like that, too. Meaning,
that's
she's
why
contributing, or she's she's mitzuraf to the mitzvah, she's just not the chuyabes to the mitzvah. That's actually better than
that. It's not about leaving that term.
Right, that is much better.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it doesn't help if you think puravu works the same way. Because then Tosfos shouldn't have his kasha.
What do you mean?
So Tosfos by Gittin asks, well, she doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. So if the Pnei Yeshua, according to Rebbe, says something very similar to her mitzvah.
Right, but you could be mechalek between between the tzibo, which is a in the either direction, I think you could be mechalek.
Right.
Yeah, some Rishonim do say about Peri Berivia that she's mitzurat as Rishonim and Sanhedrin. You should say to explain mitzvah, also in the shulchan, in my regular shulchan. But I think it's a parallel question, but you could be mechalik in either direction.
Right.
Is she more mechuyeves in yibum, or is she more mechuyeves for example, the people, the achronim who think, or in the name of the rishonim, that she's mechuyeves be yibum, they don't necessarily think that she's mechuyeves be irsin.
Right.
So. And there's, as I say, good reason, especially if she's part of the Mechayev of Yibum, or the obligation she had to her first husband, it's like implicit. So I think that's a good point, but it is parallel, but I think it can go in either direction.
Okay, good. So fine. So question one, again, I'm just going to put out there is Minchas Chinuch. I'm just going to point out what Minchas Chinuch himself says is also very interesting. Minchas Chinuch himself, if you jump to the bold in source 28, he gives his own teretz. He says, that the Isser, which we're talking about with respect to psulim, the losase is what he's dealing with. He's saying the Isser on these lavin is because of a hekesh, that's why the woman's mechuyevus in the lav. And her Isser stems from his Isser. Because he doesn't have the Isser, because of Asi Docha Losase, so she also isn't Muzheres, the same way that he, because his lav doesn't exist there, or because Asi Docha Losase over there, so too she doesn't have the Azhara. So since he doesn't have the lav, so the Losase doesn't exist, etc. So the Minchas Chinuch's answer is because his Isser doesn't exist, her Isser doesn't exist as well. The question which people ask on the Minchas Chinuch is, assuming Aseh Docha Lo Saseh works mitam tichui, big assumption. So assuming that's the case, so his Isser exists. It's still, you know, you could
he
call it...
He actually says it, though. It says, afilu, I just have to do this. He says, afilu
imit tichui. Right, that's actually, I actually I think that's coming
and
up.
He himself was aware of
Hurak derech dichui tesi mehai tesi kema dehu enu musar he gam ken enu musar.
It's like he was saying, "Be tomar yotam."
Right.
It should depend on dichui. I still think
some
it's
reason
a
that's not right.
Or what I call a yeah,
so because he is allowed to do it, I guess you have to formulate it. So she's allowed to do it also, despite that the reason he's allowed to do it doesn't negate the fact that it's a lot. Okay, fine. I'm going to add one more question. I'm going to say where I think this chabura in most people's heads is heading anyway. But the second question I just want to come back to, which we already mentioned way back when in the beginning, Tosfos on Daf Gimel and Beis took it as a davar pashut that if Kilayim B'tzitzis is the source of Asi Docha Losa, say, so Mimeila, of course, you could be Docha Tulam. There's a piece in the Kovei Tzaharos in Simen Ches where he goes on to prove, Meir and I thought maybe not so convincingly, but he goes on to prove that the Rajba, Ran, Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rajba, and Rashi all disagree with Tosfos' Hanacha that an Aseh would be Doche to Lavin. And really, they all think that an Aseh could only be Doche a single Lav and not two Lavin. But the question is, where did Tosfos get it from? It's like, it says, just like we see by Tzitzis B'Kilayim, Kilayim B'Tzitzis. There's only one Lav over there. And even if you're going to find me a mocker for why you would say that, or I don't know, basically just what's the svar? Why? Whatever the makar is, what would the svar be that just because I see an aseh is docha one lav, okay, so let's say, you know, three is bigger than two, okay, but now I have two lavim, maybe three is not bigger than two plus two. So, there's a very simple svar to say that two lavim should be worse than one lav. So, the answer, I think, for this question, the simplest mahalach, I think, to take in Tosfos, which will get around the whole question all these achronim ask from Tosfos all over Shas about his klal, and will also help explain where Tosfos got his assumption that two lavim is no different than one lav, is to take an approach that when Tosfos says ase docha lo sase, at least by kilayim and yibum, and we'll flesh that out, Tosfos doesn't mean it's going to end up being dechuya, but when you have ase docha lo sase, at least over here, it will actually be hutra. And the moment you have that, now all these questions are going to disappear. If you have hutra, the issur is not even a maisa aveira. It's very easy to understand in the case of the Yivama, even though she has a lav. But okay, hutra means that it's no longer a maisa aveira. It's not hard to say it's not even a maisa aveira. For her, this whole practice is not considered a maisa aveira. And two, it explains why Tosfos thinks, well, if an aseh is docha one lav, what's the difference between one lav and two lav? It's not a three versus two. It ends up being a three versus zero. The issur no longer exists once we have this clash between an aseh and a los aseh. If the lav is considered ki'ilu eno, so what difference does it make if we're dealing with one lav or we're dealing with two lav? And either way, the aseh should be able to be done. I'm getting a lot of confusion.
Say again? You're suggesting every aseh don't hold a lav?
Say again? Tosfos does good. So let's first start with applying to all los aseis. I'm not sure that that's going to be... I don't know if Tosos really means it by everything or if he just means it by Yibum and Kalayim, which maybe
he
will...
But he does here. He does say another kind of Tosos, so he does it too
bad. Oh, you're right. He has a Raya from Nazir. Okay, good. So, Bli Nedar, we're going to get back to that, and we'll see if...
No, right, like saying Putra versus the Kliya doesn't exonerate... Like someone learning the sugya from explaining like why these lavim should be nitar in the face of the asid. In other words, what I agree that if it's the kuya, so there's greater pressure like to justify the violation of two averos versus one. But just because you say butra doesn't now mean like you don't need to give a spa. In other words, you still have to explain why these two things are butra in the face of the asid. You know what I mean? I mean, you're just saying
right,
butra,
just
therefore
the
there's no
separate law.
No, I'm not talking about Ishus. Any two
lavim.
Right. I haven't yet tried to explain why that is. All I'm saying is that if we're going to take a Mahalakha Putra, and hopefully we'll explain what Mahalakha could take to make sense of that.
Also, like, once you give the more core explanation, you can also explain why even in the Kuya, I say Dofa at two lows, I say. I don't think it's impossible.
No, I don't think it's impossible. I mean, we saw three different answers, and potentially you could take one of those. I agree. I don't. It's not impossible.
I'm saying, how does Putra.
Just easier.
How does Vitra like fundamentally like hear the chatter outside the room? I feel like that keeps me. Maybe I'll ask you after.
No, no, it's fine. We have 10 minutes.
No, I feel bad.
We'll move. Baruch Hashem. It's okay. Fine. So the question is going to remain: is this a klal in Kol HaTorah Kula? Tosfos thinks Asi Docha Lo Sasei is always.
You want to Vitra? If you're going to have to move,
I'm happy to move.
Move
sure, let's strategically
it's
move.
Wherever you, it's whatever you want.
We'll follow you wherever.
Fine. So what I want to say is that in Tosfos, the easiest approach is going to be some version of Hutra. The first thing that came to me was a Amar Mokom, which I ran into, I forgot who first pointed out to me, but Rav Nissim Gaon on Shabbos seems to take an approach that Asei Docha Lo Sasei is always Hutra. And potentially you could argue that Tosfos subscribes to Rav Nissim Gaon. So what's he say? He says, V'amru chacham im shedavar ze ikar hu shenismo chalav. This is source 29. As long as we're not dealing with karis, right? Because the conclusion of our Gemara is say is not dochelos to say sheish bo karis. We'll keep Rashi to the side. Kachi darka shibeishi irachiv mitzvah sase nidcha haazhara shehi lo sase. Whenever you have a mitzvah sase, the lo sase is nidcha. Unikayim hatzivoy shu ase. And you're supposed to go and do the ase. V'tavo mitzvah zaseh v'ti doche lo zaseh, and it's going to be doche the lo zaseh again, ki ha'azhara shel lav al zeha tenai nemra. The lav was only written, when the lav was written, it was written with the tenai. It was a condition put into the lav that whenever there's an aseh which is going, which is clashing against this lav, the lav no longer exists. Uvezeh ha'perush shepirashin yasir milibcha sofei gadon. The Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon says, I'm going to explain a big kasha you should have. How on earth does this work? Shemistapkin bo bnei odam v'sholin alav. We know a lav is much more chomer than an asay. The Gemara in Yavamos says explicitly on Daf Ches or something like that. And there's other ayahs to that. How could it be that an asay could be doche lav? The asay is on a lesser stature than the lav. The bittel ha-asay is, you don't get malchus for a bittel asay, you get malchus for a bittel halav. Shechamur mimenu. Miderech hayadua shachomer doche es ha kal. Below Ode, Elishipamim Sheola Aldaitan Shesh Binin Hazain Khazar Vidavar Harishon. I'll be honest, I don't know what that line means, so if someone wants to explain it to me later, they can explain it to me. Vehachuvahu, Mashik Damnu, Shazhara Shalav Kach Naemra, the Azhara was written with a Tanai in it. Muchedes Bihatsivu shall say Tanai Huba. So if you had a clash, meaning you had a clash of what's greater, three or two, so the lav is greater and the lav should win. But written into every single lav is this Tanai that whenever you have an assay, the assay is going to, will apply assay dochalos assay such that the lav doesn't even exist. Meaning assay dochalos assay will get you to the point of hutra. So potentially you could say some sort of answer like that. The problem was, I thought, yes.
Sorry, so did you go and had to be hutra or just the Tanai is that the
lose
they were always
kneeled
to the
assay?
Did
I miss a line? Yeah.
He goes on to say, it's Iru, like the Torah said, most of Hashan is, except for the Bakum Tzitzis. So, it really does, the language is.
Okay, so I took out too much then, I guess. In this quote, you're right. It doesn't say that it's Hutra.
He keeps going and he spells it out.
Okay, thank you, Nathan, for the defense. I Much appreciated. Fine. So maybe that's what you could say. I could say there's a, if you want, there's a whole Divrei Yechezkel who points out maybe this whole thing is a machlokas Ramban. That's what I saw. Ramban versus the Tosfos. He makes a whole thing out of this and says maybe that'll explain whether you'll say a kum. Asay is doche alav. Save it for another time. I didn't think that it was muchrach. So we'll hold off on it. Yeah.
I think I didn't ask you this before, but
I'm happy.
But
I've had time to think about
it. I'm wondering why Shnei Lavin would be easier for Rabbi Nissim going than, like, let's say, for example, like the Ramban Al-Tor that you quoted.
Right. So I think the explanation is if every single lav has written into it a Tanai that this doesn't exist b'makom asay, so it's very easy to understand why two lavin is going to be mutter.
No, because maybe by two every lavin, maybe when something has two lavin.
Wait, so just to clarify, yeah. Tosfos is talking about where the two lavin happened to collide. It's not something which was written that bi'ikara, this is an aver which always has two lavin. It happens to be a case where you're up against two lavin, but not that those two lavin are built into the aver which you're doing. So each one of those bimikre happened to overlap. For me, it's easy to understand why, okay, b'mikre, those two lavin happen to overlap, but each one is considered a zero b'makom ha'aseh. Each one has this tanai built into it.
So, Marshall, when you have an opportunity to express Avas Hashem over, like, a double Yiras Hashem, maybe Avas Hashem still wins.
Maybe, but you
no,
why would you think that?
Why
would that be a pasha?
Better than my maybe other than losing goal.
If the lavin exists, it's another pasha.
What do you mean? There's two lavin. There's no relation to two lavin.
But that would also be true.
Each one was one gemra from what I say, and then two and zero.
I don't know why you couldn't easily say that in your mind. I don't
take each out of that.
I
it's not so
that.
Clear.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it, but I don't see why Tosfos has thought it, took it as a Dabar Pasha, at the very least. I mean, that would have been. Tosfos, it's just Pasha, it's Docha to Lavin. So why is that Pasha? It should be. Yeah, this is.
Well, maybe true on a Dechia level. It's hard to know either way.
Okay.
On a Dechia level, also, it's not. You say, oh, this is it. Depends what you said by Dechia. Because Dechia means this is more valuable than this, or this mean, or it really means you have to do this, I say, you know, no matter what. So we don't care what stands in its way. So who cares? There's one obstacle, there are two obstacles. The assay, you know, is doche, it takes priority. Not if you were trying to, you know, negate the maybe you know, one lav. You know, I think what Rabbi Nissim going forward about the tshuva, that which is what the Ramban is addressing,
right.
You know, Avadocha Sahira.
Right.
I think that is a kind of a hutra. But again, it's not the hutra, again, going back to the idea that it's more like, don't run it one type of hutra. It's not like, you know, the Diboracha Demru, because it isn't structural at all.
Right. No,
so it's not in the broader meaning of evil. It's in more in the kiyum, you know, when you're, it goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, Efshel Akayim, not necessarily being only a Tanai in Dechuya, but being part of the Haggadah of Tziruf, like why are you putting these two things together? In other words, the more you're like drawing a circle around and saying, oh, this is our problem, we have, you know, it's a very subtle difference, but it's like the clash way of looking at problems is to say, you know, you have to do this, but then you can't do that, and like, you know, which one takes, you know, priority. It's not necessarily you're trying to figure out the best way to accomplish both of these things. You're looking at it, you know, can you do this given, you know, that you can't do that? You know what I'm saying? That's one way to look at things. And the other way is to look at them internally and say, listen, you now have, you know, we have to account for, you know, more than one factor. When you have to account for more than one factor and drawing a circle, looking at the whole thing, you know, together at the same time, in conjunction. So with Kahai Gavna, like, what's the right solution? So, like, well, even the Ramban, this is what the genius of what Nissim Gaon says here is, like, you know, the Ramban, like, people are critical of the Ramban. You know, what do you mean, Abba's Dokas and Yer Asli? Because for exactly the reason that Nissim Gaon all those years earlier, you know, raised it, which is, you know, Alav, the Onesh, the Chomer, the answer is, oh, if you were trying to figure out the Chomer Hadabar, you know, abstaining from a Mitzaseh is a lot less of a problem than violating the Mitzaseh. Voluntarily, you know, and other things. But the point is that you're not, the way I understand the Ramban is, you know, the Abba's Dokas are Yira, nothing. Like, Yira is more basic than Abba. Like, first you have to address, you know, Yira before you can get even to Abba. But if you have Abba and Yiron, you're looking for them together. It's like, you know, what's the best triage way to solve this particular problem? Then Abba's Dochas and Yiron. That's an internal thing. That's not the same as, like, the Yisra Eshesach was Nemar, you know, B'dibarechot with Yibo, but it's a different, it's a Hutra where in the, on the Kiyum level, that's why it has to be maybe Efshelikayim. And maybe Yev Shelikayim Shneyan, because otherwise you don't have a right to look at this in a triage way. You have to look at it in a weighted way. So in light of that, I'm saying what Josh is saying, I think, is I don't think what you're saying is wrong, but I think what he's saying is correct. I mean, it's not obvious that just because you'd say Hutra, that you'd say Hutra for this, I guess it's this Lishita, meaning for the same reason that Yev Shelikayim may be a factor in Hutra, multiple Labin might also be a factor in Hutra.
Right.
In other words, because in the end of the day, you have to, who said you're allowed to draw in a triage way or an Abba and a Yira way, you know, the circle around, you know, two Labin.
That's why I was emphasizing that.
But it's certainly not clear that you could. You know, so which is less clear, the idea of this is doche, the other thing is asur, but it's so urgent you've got to do it. So at some point, quantitatively, you know, you could do this, but you can't do two of them for the assay. Or no, the assay to begin with is, you know, as a standalone, you know, is worth less than a lot, but the urgency to do it can override. So if it overrides one, it overrides the other. If it overrides the third one, it overrides the fourth one. Like, where do you stop?
Right.
Or, like, you know, oh, you're looking at this together, you're trying to figure out how do I accomplish all these, you know, how do I do the right thing for the assay and for the lab here in conjunction? What makes you say the conjunction?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's you know, one assay and one lab, just like we say, ein assay docha los assay mi assay, right? Or ein assay docha assay, even though assay is docha salav, even though a lav, you know, that was something I was speaking about a little bit last week, even though lav is more chomor than another assay.
Right.
The answer is it may have to do, you know, not with being docha so much as being, you know, as figuring out, you know, whether these things stand like in a conjunction with each other, that you're just trying to do the best you can. You know what I'm saying? So you can never say asay docha, asay as. Maybe if asay can be docha lab, maybe it can be docha another asay, maybe, or maybe they're equal. But you can't say it at a triage level.
Right. I was saying within Rabbeinu Nissim.
So what would be with two lab? Can you say that? I think it's an open question.
Even within Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, Rabbi thinks that's the case.
Yes. I think it's possible, or Nissim Gaon will tell you. I don't know what he would say, but I don't think it's obvious.
I just feel like it's a
when
denial
you have
of lab,
an assay in a lab, and there's a Kiddush, a Torah, that we know that assay is not a lab, so what that means is not only it's the right thing here is to be over in order to fulfill, in order to get the result, it means, you know, Kahagavna, you know, it's not considered an Aveira. But that doesn't mean that that would be true if the price was even higher.
I'd be saying in order to apply the rule that it's not Neveira, you first have to have the right conditions.
Right.
And so if you had two lab, maybe that wouldn't apply.
Exactly what I'm saying about possibly about the kind.
Okay.
Even though,
Blasky was making a good point that if it's like two independent lavim versus like something which has a double lav,
right, so then
that might be different.
That might be different, yeah. But it might be different in either direction.
Right. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we know in other things, for example, when you have Tura, right, exactly, and comments, because right. Then the question is, like, you know, to is it divide and conquer, you know, like two things going on at the same time, you know, or do you have, like, you know, a combination? So on the one hand, you know, it's the same relationship, so who cares if that two lavin or three lavin or one lavin? On the other hand, you know, there's no divide and conquer here, so maybe it's worse. So I do think it might be different.
I might be understanding, but I might be misunderstanding. But isn't Rebbe's formulation adding a clause to Nissim Gaon's Tanai that he doesn't say? You know, according to Rebbe's formulation,
all he says is that asay docha los asay, there's no iser, and that explains why the lav is.
There's a Tanai built into the lav, right? So it doesn't exist when there's an asay. According to Rebbe's formulation, you need another clause to that Tanai that the lav doesn't exist, but when there's an asay, Kol Zman is the only lav.
But he's only I don't think it's built in or not built in.
all of this Agoda is saying is that when you have an asay and a lav, it's a kind of no motif. He's not telling you anything about the condition.
But doesn't he say, Harash al alav al zehat nai nemrak?
Because we have a leap, we have a marker in the Gemara that eventually teaches us this din that Ase is no Chalos Ase. So we know that when it comes to, you know, what I'm calling an internal triage of an Ase in a lab, where the price is, you know, that's the price and that's the gain, that instead of thinking that we are allowed to be over in order to get the benefit, what we are saying is that the benefit determines that you're not even over. Like, so take Ramban. I like Ramban. Meaning, if you're, you know, it's not a violation of Yira if you're doing it with Shacharis. But that doesn't mean, I don't think it tells you anything about having to pay a price that's higher than that we know from the Gemara accomplishes that. Maybe if there's Abba, you know, but it's at the price of, you know, multiple Yiras, you know, then maybe that is an Abba.
Right, so
I just don't think you know. I just don't.
That works with Ramban, but Ravis and Gondo doesn't say that. Ravis and Gondo doesn't think the
Abba Yira. Yeah, doesn't think the Abba Yira, but what he always telling us is the Kiddush of Ravis and Gondo is twofold. Number one, he's clearly saying some sort of a butcher when you have the clash, even though there's no structural relationship whatsoever between this assay and that law. And he's also explaining, you know, this in context of, like, how could this, because if it were dechuya, he's saying, then, you know, how would you justify, you know, a cow being doche a chomor? So it isn't the cow being doche a chomor, it's a big circle around, you know, both, and trying to figure out what's the best policy to optimize the demands of both. But he's still not telling you, you know, what are the limitations of that circle, and whether anything goes as long as there's an essay in it. I'm not saying no, I'm just saying that I don't think it's knowable.
No, right,
I'm
just saying he left
I don't think it's,
he
don't
left
think
out a very important point then.
No, I mean,
there's
I'm
more
than
that.
He only left it out if the default expectation is that this would be true no matter what the price, and or if the typical case of ase dochalos ase was where you had multiple lav, then I would say he left it out. But since neither of those things is true, so I don't think he left it out. Well, and all this doesn't preclude, all this doesn't preclude the possibility that you're right.
My goal is to learn through the chaburas.
I think you still may be right, but I'm just not sure whether, like, if I had like my druthers, I'm not sure whether I would say, you know, that chutra, you know, more than dechuya explains multiple lav. I could see it going either way for different reasons.
Okay. Fine.
But you still may be totally right about Tosa. I mean, what Tosa says is mechudash no matter what. That you can have asa dechalas to say with multiple lav.
Right. Okay. Fine. Very good. I want to say why I think that's not the shot, although it's a very interesting shot.
I'm not against it.
I don't think it's the Pshat and Tosfos. Why don't I think it's the Pshat and Tosfos? Because of a Gevaldik Adiyuk, which...
What don't you think is the Pshat and Tosfos?
I don't think Tosfos believes that Asido Chalos Ase works the same way that Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon thinks it works.
Okay.
And that's because of a Gevaldik Adiyuk, which Meir Finkelstein had in Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on... well, let's first look at Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf, Gimel Amud Beis, this is source 32, Dibur Maskel Di'im Kein. So Tosfos says, in Tomar... Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's clout, depending on how long ago you saw this, Rabbi Yehuda's clout is that if it's muchach or mufner, maybe both, etc., dvarim, not dvarim, but if it's muchach, that's reason to say that we're going to darshan smuchin. But Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan the smuchin of kol shochevin behema by kol shochevin behema, and Tosfos asks, why not? Why don't you say it's muchach from the fact that it's not written by the Arayos? Kol shochevin behema should have been written by Arayos. So Tosfos gives one first answer, which is fascinating, but not relevant for what I'm trying to say here. So you jump to the inami, lo choshiv muchach, kevon shehalamed nichtav bin koma. With respect to muchach, it's not considered muchach unless the lamed is the one which is muchach, meaning when we're dealing with muchach, that something looks like it's out of place, if you're going to be learning a din from that, it has to be teaching a din on the one that's out of place. The thing that's out of place is what we learn a din about, not the other one in that smuchin. Okay, that's the Tosfos' klal. You look on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, which is the muchach by Gedilim Taselach and Lo Sil Bashanis. So you look at the Gemara, it says, V'gabi tzitzis nami b'yisei mishum demuchach, v'yisei mishum demuchach. You can say tzitzis is muchach. Why? I'b'yisei mishum demuchach, d'imken lichtive rachmona gabi parshas tzitzis. Gedilim ta'asalach is muchach because it should have been written by the parsha of tzitzis. What do you see? The Gemara thinks that gedilim ta'asalach is the muchach one, which means that for the din of aseh dochalos aseh of tzitzis, we are dealing with the muchach, the din is being learned about tzitzis, not about kilayim. This is teaching a din in tzitzis, it's not teaching a din in kilayim. That's what Tosfos is going to have to say. So I think the simplest explanation, if you were to take Rav Nissim Gaon, that the whole vort in aseh do chalos aseh is that there's a tanai embedded in every single lav, that the lav was lo ne'mar in this situation. That's the whole chiddush of what aseh do chalos aseh teaches. So it's not really teaching you a din about the aseh. It's true. It's teaching you about the relationship between an aseh and a los aseh. But the mechanism of how that works, according to Rav Nissim Gaon, is that the lav gives way. The lav isn't written in this place. So you would at least expect for the muchach one to be the shatnez, to be the lav, and not for the muchach one to be the aseh. It should be a statement about the strength of the aseh rather than a statement about the atanai in the lav. Again, Efshir Lidchos, but I think the simple understanding of that diuk would be in contradiction to Rav Nissim Gaon's approach. So I just wanted to share with you one mahalas. I don't think it's going to answer everything, I'll be honest, but I think it answers a whole lot, and I was very excited when I saw this. There's a Rambam in Chametz Umatzah, in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. And when I said this to Rebbe said, oh yeah, this is a Yadua Rambam, so I should know it, but now I know it. So the Rambam says in Chametz Matzah Vav Zayin, he says, "Ein adam yotze yedei chovasa beachilas matzah shiasur lo kigon sheachla tevel omaisa rishon shlo not latrumaso shegazla." If you do something usher with a piece of matzah, you if you have a chefta shel iser of your matzah, you cannot then go use it to go and fulfill your mitzvah asay of matzah. Ze hakol kol she mevarchim av birkas hamazon yotzei ba yidei chovas, v'chol she ein mevarchim av birkas hamazon ein yotzei ba yidei chovas. Okay, you have to be able to say birkas hamazon in order to be yotzei your mitzvah of matzah. I'm sure there's a nice vort on that, but I'm not sure what it is. But fine. So what's exciting about that? It's a nice idea. You have to be able to say birkas hamazon with what? No, I should hold up. Okay, I apologize.
It's a halacha
thing. No. Yeah. I didn't mean that that's what he meant. But okay, fine. So the Shagas Aryeh is... I just meant as a practicing rabbi, you guys should be able to come up with some good Torah to say.
Suffice it to say that the klal is also Kiddushim, both the psak and the klal.
He doesn't say it anyway.
I'm not going to tell you what I think it is, but...
Because it's the same list.
What?
Because the same
list.
The list
of
the
two Gemaras
are the same.
Yeah, but I'm saying the idea that there's a connection between and what's worthy for Matzah is the Rambam's Kiddush. And what the Tevel, the problem is that it's an explicit Mishnah, but it's an explicit Mishnah that, as the Rishonim point out, the Rambam should have passed it against because it's connected to certain Sakhir Vavanias or Kalalisa. So, like, all the Rosh Hashanah go with the psak, and then, like, some of them are wondering, like, where did he get the klal?
So there's a lot to talk about with this Rambam. The Shagas Aryeh is bothered by just one question, which is what we're focused on right now, which is, what happened to aseh do chalos aseh? I have a lav. This is Tevel. I have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Why didn't you say aseh do chalos aseh? So I am debating whether to read this whole Or Sameach. I think it is very kedai. So we're going to do it. So the... He quotes the Rambam, and he then quotes, I'll be honest, I had the wrong pshat in the Source of Mech until this morning, I think. So if someone can tell me a third pshat, I'm good at that also. But I think he's saying something very yisodistic. He says, who's the Ariachai? The Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh got all upset. Pesimin Tzadi ve'av herich bazeh. He has a long arichos about that. What happened to Aseh Do Chalos Aseh? He says, the Rambam, how you talking, is incorrect. Ulanias daiti nira, dirabenu ruach elokim kadishin be. Lahavchin hageder ha'amiti behachta asedochalos ase. I'll give you a pshat in the Rambam why we're not going to apply asedochalos over here. Da'eder hadover morel afsus. When you have something, lo ra'inu basically is a raya. If we don't see it, so then that tells you it doesn't exist. De'lo matzanu bibavli di doche asedachilas los ase. We never find in the Bavli that an ase will be doche alav of achila. If you have a mitzvah sachila, you will never find that you do that by violating an iser alav of achila. It's impossible that in order to do, the Torah tells you go do an asay. Haynu achilas matzah. Do this action of eating shetziva Hashem yisbarach. Le'echol davar ha'asur ha'achila. The way you would do that is by eating something which is asur be'achila. Ve'achiloso nimna'as mechefetz Hashem. That very act of eating is what God told you, don't you dare do. Rakmatzana kach l'shavur asei d'achilas basar pesach yishpor etzem sheish b'mach. He says, I'll give you an example which doesn't violate this. Asei d'ochalos asei, you should break open maybe the moach, the etzem, in order to get the moach for achilas pesach. Damoach inu davar ha'asar b'achila. There's nothing asar about the moach itself. She'im nifka ha'etzem mitzvah lechol ha'moach. If the bone were to break open by itself, so you'd have a mitzvah to eat the moach isn't something which is be'etzem a davar asar. So that's when we apply the klal of ase doche lo sase. And he gives another example, which I'm not going to focus on, it's not necessary right now. But the Or Sameach says, when you have a mitzvah sachila, it cannot be that you're going to be mekayim that same act with an act with the exact same item, which the Torah said, don't do that. It can't be that the ase is the exact same thing as the lo sase, basically, is what he's saying. That's what the Or Sameach's klal is. So then he says, jumping to the next paragraph, Ach tzorich muvan. Oh, so by the way, so then he says, so that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam's saying, we don't, the iser is to eat tevel. It cannot be that the exact same action which is the iser will be the mitzvah. Maybe you'll do a iser as a technical point, that's a side thing. You do a milah, so you're cutting off a milah. I don't know, actually, maybe milah with saras is something different. But we could go through the cases and say, and he'd say, every single thing happens to be that you're violating a lav, but what you're violating is a pu'ula ha'asura, different from the pu'ula, which is the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah, has to be different than the ma'isa avera, they just happen to overlap over here. But when the ma'isa mitzvah is achilas, this item, and the ma'isa iser is achila of that same item, you will not find ase dochalos ase in such a case. That's the Or Sameach's klal. Then he says, but what about all of us who have learned Yevamos? So he says, next paragraph, Ach tzarech muvan. Amay mefa'apel hagamar tuva behach dereish Yevamos. But then what's going on in the beginning of Yevamos? Deleisi asei di yibum v'yidchelos asei di arayos. That yibum should be doche all the arayos. De'emes masik bedav kaf amud alf, de'chayav ilav misyab mina Torah. And in fact, we actually conclude that chayav ilav in or misyab mina Torah, v'tomon ha'isr v'amitzvah shneim al habiyah. Both the Isser and the Mitzvah are exactly the same pu'ula. The Mitzvah is to go and do Bia. The Isser is to go and do Bia with this woman. So how I'm telling you this whole klal, that the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Isser cannot be the same, one and the same, when applying Aseh Docheh Lo Sase. That is exactly how all of these Isurim by Yibum work. Ulam ha'emes, ki im ha'mitzvah ein achala al ha'adam b'chiv, el shemisya cheses hi el ha'davar shebo ha'isser, that when you have something where the Mitzvah is not, I'll use brisker terminology, a mitzvah on the gavra, but rather is misyaches to the dover shebo ha'isser. It's misyaches to the cheftza. It's a mitzvah which stems from a cheftza. Kmo yibum. She'eino mitzvah ha'mutelas al karkafta de gavri bichlau. Yibum isn't a mitzvah which is mutal on any specific brother. Let's say there's 10 brothers. There's no requirement. The mitzvah isn't mutal on any one specific brother. Yeah, there's kadima, but anyone could do yibum. Ela she'im me'sachivi niach isha b'lo bani mitzvah minatar liyavim osa isha. The mitzvah is for this woman to be misyabemis, essentially. So then we do apply the klal. I don't know what maybe spell out one mahalach and why this is, but when the asay is an asay which is novea from the cheftza, so then this klal doesn't apply, says the Or Sameach. We will allow asay dochalos asay when that asay relates to the shomer siyavam rather than, or stems from the shomer siyavam rather than the yavam. Uchemo kilayim betzitzis. Same thing with kilayim betzitzis, says the Or Sameach. De afo gav de v'asei de levisha ikalosa asei de lo silva shatnez. Don't I have the same problem? You have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, and you have a mitzvah, an iser, not to wear shatnez. So am I not telling you to go and do the exact same mitzvah and iser, the exact same pu'ula, which is the mitzvah, is the iser? Mikol makum dachya, b'tayma mishum deha mitzvah misyacheses el habeged. He says, and this is a chiddush, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is really misyaches el habeged. I think a simple way for at least for me to think about what he's saying is, let's say you had a chovas mana, right? Tzitzis is either chovas mana or chovas gavra. According to one opinion, if I have my tzitzis in the chest over there, so I still have to put tzitzis on them. It's a chova which stems from the tzitzis itself. You have tzitzis, it doesn't matter if you're wearing it or not over there, so it's a chovas mana, it's a mitzvah which, I don't know how to formulate, if anyone has a very good formulation, I'd appreciate it, but which is a result, it stems from the chetza. So the Or Samech is saying the same thing is true even if you hold tzitzis are chovas gavra. Even though you only have a chiv to put on the tzitzis when you're wearing them, it's not that the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis, but the mitzvah is that when you have a beged which happens to be on a person, then you have a requirement to go put tzitzis on that beged. But the mitzvah, he's saying, is one which is noveya from the chetza. Okay. Rakim yeshul beged bimkein ha-beged nisaches to say lav ha-mitzvah. Fine. Right? And if you don't have a beged, his hochach is, if you don't have a beged, you don't have a mitzvah of tzitzis. You only have a mitzvah of tzitzis when you have a four-cornered garment which is on you. However, matzah and kazayis, you don't have the mitzvah of matzah doesn't say, oh, make sure that this piece of matzah is eaten. The mitzvah of matzah is you should go and eat a piece of matzah. Okay, so that's the Or Sameach's yesod. What I want to argue, and we'll see if it actually works out, but what I want to argue is that for Tosfos, you could say Tosfos thinks that the only two things where we'll say what I'd like to call, you know, we'll say hutra midin asedoch alos asay, only applies to kilayim betzitzis and yibum, and it doesn't apply to every other ase dochalos ase. And the reason for that is that, based on this Or Sameach, I'm just going to finish the idea and then I'll take it, based on this Or Sameach, the mitzvos of yibum and kilayim betzitzis are two of, it's a separate parsha of ase dochalos ase, and it's very mistaber. When you have a mitzvah which stems from the chefza, the way that ase dochalos ase will manifest itself is that this chefza then doesn't have the iser at all. The chefza is nifka from the iser because it's a mitzvah which relates to the chefza. Yeah.
Or it's easier to repeat the sentence before we do it.
Oh, I went up. Did
you can say it again, maybe.
So well, let me just make sure.
Come
I'm... On. No, but I if I have the clearest formulation is probably the way I wrote it out. So let me just make sure that what I'm saying is coming out as clear as it is in my head. So right, so by classic mitzvahs, let's say it's docha not machi iser, which is why Reish Lakish's rule, let's say, would generally apply, and why the heter only exists when you're being mekayim the mitzvah. But when it's a mitzvah which relates to a cheftza, which specifically exists by kilayim betzitzis and yavama, so the mitzvah on the cheftza is matir the cheftza. Right, so it's that this is a chefza of tzitzis. What the mitzvah does, it says this is a chefza which is shaykh to tzitzis. This is a chefza of shemeres yavam which is shaykh to yibum. As long as you have a chefza which is shaykh to the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is shaykh to the mitzvah of yibum, mimela the iser which regularly is associated with that would not apply per this perspective that you could be mechal. Yeah. Oh, really? So I might have missed it. I'd be happy to. I'll be happy to help. So see that.
Well, you're talking about hutra for yibum. Are you being mechalik between esusach and chagalah?
Good. So that's my last.
And so in which direction?
Good question. So certainly I'm saying it by not chayav elavin. That's the standard.
Even though Tosus and even though the other Tosus.
So what I think Tosfos is saying, I mean, all the proofs from Tosfos, they point out that Tosfos is holding it midin ase dochalos ase. But the other Tosfos weren't telling you whether it's dechuya or hutra midin ase dochalos ase.
It is hard to say, it's strange to say the chefza of the isha is hutra, and yet the reason why you can keep her as a wife is because the Torah would never say that you should have to divorce. You know what I'm saying? In Tosfos,
the explanation he's saying.
No. So the way I would formulate it is that if you have a mitzvah which is shaykh to this cheftza, so then the iser doesn't exist so long as she's a bas mitzvah. You know, as long as the cheftza is a shaykh to the mitzvah, so the iser shebo doesn't, the iser which regularly relates to it doesn't exist.
What do you say about Chayvei Lavin?
Wait, so I'm going to get into trouble there, but one second just to finish what I was... But so, Bia Rishona, after you've done Bia Rishona and Standard Yavama, the mitzvah is not shy after her anymore. She has no mitzvah left. So, Asei V'Chalos Asei will be Mafkia the Isser up until the point where you actually do the mitzvah. As long as this is a Chefza, which is Shaykh to the mitzvah, so the Isser won't exist on that Chefza. After Bia Rishona, well, now there's no mitzvah left. So again, it's only working Midin Asei V'Chalos Asei. There's no Asei left to talk about. She's not a Bas mitzvah anymore. So I need a Svar to go and say, well, then how come Bia Shni is going to be Mutter?
What's the relevance of Hashra at all? Usually the Svar alone should
carry. I think you could say that the Svar alone could carry. I mean, you could just say the whole thing is
or is you saying only that there's, again, a Hutra in the Maisa and there's Manakiyum, but like we're saying again, that there's more than one Hutra.
Right. Right. What I'm trying to do is do two things, which is number one, to answer, I think, the Rios, which Tosfos thinks that there's, that it's Hutra. And so, in order to do that, at the same time, it seems that... So let's spell out what that would do. It would, I think, it's easier to understand the Minchas Chinuch's question and the issue of two lavin if you take a Hutra approach. If you can say that this works differently, that this is Midin Hutra, so then that will answer those two kashas. At the same time, what it does is it helps out with what the Lamed is all about. The Lamed's all a din in the Asay. What this is saying is that when you have an Asay mitzad the Cheftza, so it's mafkia, the isurim, on that chefza. It's a din in the asay. It's true, it gets rid of the lavin, but it makes sense that the lamed would be midin the asay rather than midin the lav. You could definitely understand such a svara. And then...
But if you're saying this for the Or Sameach, so you're saying that even in Chayvei Lavin, basically.
Right, so the Or Sameach is putting them all together. And the truth is, Tosfos, this is where I'm really a little bit stuck over here. The last Tosfos, which we already referenced on Chaf Amud Beis, Tosfos is mechalik between the standard case of Yibum and the case of Chayvei Lavin. Right? Tosfos says the standard case of Yibum is Hutra, but the Chayvei Lavin case of Yibum is Dechulia, and maybe that's also Tosfos and Tavches, depending on whether you have the Girsa with the Tosfos Yishanim. According to this mechalik, that doesn't... I don't have a way of understanding why a chilik should exist. Rebbe, you know, suggested maybe... There's many reasons for why Yibum might be exceptional. That Yibum would be
even from the
Dechulia. Even from a Dechulia point of view, that you could understand why Tosfos is saying this. This Mahalach isn't going to go and answer that. What it does answer, though, is it also answers Shita Sobeinu Tam. Meaning, why do I want to say Hutra over here? Tosfos by Kilayim Betzitzis never spells out why he's saying this. Sobeinu Tam seems to have just, you know, he just said it, and he doesn't explain why. But he thought that Kilayim Betzitzis, a woman could wear kilayim betzitzis. At night you could wear kilayim betzitzis, even though a woman would be a kiyum asay, and at night you're not even getting an asay. Nonetheless, the cheftza, because it's a cheftza shel tzitzis, so it would be something which is much. And Tosfos over there says maybe the same thing's even true for big day kahuna. Again, if you say that, actually I'm not sure how that would work out, so I ain't a love. He's not sure if it applies to big day kahuna, but potentially that would also answer for Rabbeinu Tam why kilayim betzitzis is Hutra Legamre, because again, it's mitzad the Chefza, as long as it's the Chefza, shel mitzvah, so the Lavin aren't going to apply. At the end of the day, I think you'll still have to say not all the Tosfos in will be answered with this Mahalach because of the chilik between Chayvei Lavin and Stam Yibum, which I don't know if there's an easy way of formulating why that should be the case based on this. Yeah.
Also, this is separate from the, like, Asei Dochalos Asei question a little bit, but just like, towards the Chabura, like I find the Or Sameach's like understanding of the mitzvah of Yibum, like it's very like unusual that we would say it's not a chiyuv for the brother who ends up choosing to do Yibum, akakach to the gavra. I find it very like I don't know enough, I guess, to take on the Or Sameach, but like
you say akakach to the gavra.
Yeah, no, but ever. Like it sounds like even once you take, it sounds like even when you. No, but it sounds like when you actually implement it.
Saying there's
that,
no individual like, has this chiyuv.
No, but it sounds like even when you go ahead, that's what it's talking about. The Asei Dochalos Asei case. There's even when the brother chooses, is that wrong? It is when the brother does.
That's his point.
Yeah?
His point is that the certain kind of thing. It's certain kind of mitzvah. I have to be masked. My voice is Hashem is a chayim yijim masked. He says, how can I be mishratza? And he says, let's copy him the dog, let's copy the aboyre. This is a situation where
right, but,
to take care of a problem.
Right, but when I'm when I choose to do Yibum, if the brother who chooses to do Yibum, he has a mitzvah to do Yibum.
Right.
At some point, so that would be Dochei Dolos, I say. Like that would be a problem of him doing the mitzvah via at the same time that the isra via is happening. The isha is not the chepta. That's what he's saying. I mean, at some point it turns into his mitzvah, which would have the same problem as matzah. But he's saying no, or somebody else not holding that.
Read the last
one. Okay.
That's my hatsah, and you can figure out if you like it, if you don't, what your what the issues are. But thank you everyone for coming, Asher Kayach. And
who's on for next week?
We're joined to Chaburan next week.
Who's on for next week?